Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Mokali Matthew, I'm, of course, William Memo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, just a typical Sunday evening in March, except for the snow.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, I'm doing all right. And hopefully the listeners are doing okay as well. You know what we do on this show. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. And, I'm going to lead off the show with some sad news. Talk, you know, about the recent passing of, you know, Leonard Nimoy, better known as Spock, and also Anthony Mason, a guy, you know, near and dear to our heart as, you know, diehard Knicks fans ever since, you know, the 90s. So we'll definitely lead off the show with that. Talk about the current NBA. Also give a recap on the, you know, the Fastlane pay-per-view event. And, of course, you know, take your guys' number, phone numbers, and, of course, you guys know the number is
917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189.
So give us a call, share your thoughts, and let us know what you think about any of these topics or anything that you want to get off your chest, you know, feel free to call the number. And with that in mind, you know, we always like to play around on the show, but, you know, fortunately, you know, we got to leave off the show with, you know, sad news. You know, on Friday afternoon, you know, the world found out that Leonard Nimoy, better known as Spock from the original Star Trek series, he passed away at the age of 83. Yep. And arguably the most interesting character in the original Star Trek series. You know, yeah, you know, his character is usually like a serious character. You know, has the iconic Vulcan salute, the Vulcan death grip, and you know he'll be missed by, you know, sci-fi fans. You know, even me as a, you know, Star Wars fan, you know, I gotta give props to that guy.
Yeah, definitely. It's all Star Trekkies or the Trekkie fans are mourning the death of an iconic figure. And yeah, he was definitely one of the most interesting characters on the original Star Trek series. And he'll always be remembered for that Vulcan salute.
Oh yeah, and the death grip and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, and also on Saturday, Anthony Mason, you know, one of the backbones of that Knicks defense in the 90s, you know, he lost his battle, you know, I believe at the age of 48, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, man, he's still young. Still, that's, you know, that's still a young age to pass away.
Yeah,
that was one of the tough Knicks back in the 90s, man.
The thing he was most known for is what basically he you know, killed him, his heart, you know.
Yeah.
It's very sad, you know. A guy, him, Oakley, Starks, Ewing, you know, you can name it, you know, any of those guys on the team. They played hard. They represent the city of New York. And, you know, Mason was a local guy, you know. It's, you know, very sad.
Yeah, it's tough, you know. Rest in peace, one of the tough and one of the Knicks with one of the biggest hearts that you'll ever see. I mean, this guy, he brought him, Oakley, they're like the Bruiser Brothers, you know, on those 90s Knicks teams. Led them to that 94 NBA Finals, which they unfortunately came up short.
Yeah.
But
they were up there with those bad boys from the Detroit Pistons of, you know, 89 and 90.
Yeah,
you know? Definitely. I mean, he'll definitely be missed, and he'll, you know, he's always going to be a legend in this city, you know, for what he did, even though those guys didn't win a championship, you know, with us in New York, but, you know, in the hearts of the New York fans, you know, they're champions to us, man.
Yeah, for real.
And unfortunately, you know, the Knicks, you know, nowadays, it's ever since that era, you know, basically, you know, the Knicks have been downhill. I mean, it's not breaking news, unfortunately, you know, ever since, you know, Ewing got traded to the, you know, away from the Knicks, you know, the franchise has been down. They only had like one good season, you know, a few years ago. And ever since then, you know, they've had two playoff berths and they got swept. You know, in the 2000s, you know, 2010s, I should say, you know.
Yeah.
But
other than that year when they went to the second round against the Pacers.
Exactly. That was
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's been a lot of tough times for the Knicks, and they're right as we speak. They're right now on the worst. You know, they're on the pace of their worst season ever. I mean, it goes without saying, but, you know, hopefully, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully, Knicks can get this top pick. And Knicks have been winning two games in a row. They've been showing heart, and Saturday they dedicated the game to Mason, you know, at the Garden, and, you know, they got that hard-fought win.
Yeah, they played really well last night, you know. That was a good game against one of the good teams in the Eastern Conference in the Toronto Raptors, so really, really good. Hopefully, they keep it up.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Even though, you know, long term, it doesn't do good for us because we're trying to get the picks. But hey, man, we need all the wins we could get. You know, my take is me as a Knicks fan. I want them to get the number one pick, but I don't want them to lose. You know, at least I don't want them to lose 60 because that would set the franchise record. So
yeah,
you know, it would be nice if they can just tie their worst mark for the third time in their franchise. Hopefully 23-59, but as of that happening,
that's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
I don't even know if they're gonna win 20 games this year.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, man. I'm hoping that's the case, but. You know, I totally agree with you. They're setting a lot of records, and it's not in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What's their record right now?
I forgot. I lost count. I mean, it might be, what are they, 13 and, well, close to 50 maybe? Maybe even, I think they have either 13 to 15 wins maybe.
Yeah, they're 12 and 46, so I'd say.
Oh, 12 and 46 even.
Yeah. They could probably reach 20 wins, possibly.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I don't think they're going to get 25.
Hell no.
they might as well celebrate in the Garden if we win 25.
Yeah, they're not getting that much, uh-uh.
Oh, man. It kind of reminds me of Isaiah Thomas when we playoffs just before we faced the Nets, and then he's like, "Welcome to the playoffs," and then we got swept. Oh man, good times. But all seriousness aside, you know, Knicks are looking to get that center from Kentucky or the center from Duke, Okafor.
Yeah,
and some other interesting players, man. Hopefully they could get that pick, not to mention, sign some key free agents, you know, in the next 2 years coming up.
I hope so.
But with that, let's shift gears. The Rangers and the Islanders, they've been playing well lately. They're practically neck and neck in the, the Metropolitan Division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were tied for a moment there. Now the Islanders are leading the division by half a game, one game.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting if they face each other again in the playoffs. You know.
Sure, the whole city wants that.
Oh yeah, you know they got a heated rivalry, and the Islanders have been they've been beating the Rangers, so far this season. The Rangers recently beat them in their last outing, not too long ago.
Rangers are going to be tough, man. They made a Stanley Cup Finals last year, and hopefully this year they can go back there and try to win it all.
Oh, yeah. They lost to the team of destiny, the Kings, man.
Yeah.
No matter how many times the Rangers took a lead, man, those Kings just kept coming back, and, man, that Kings, man.
Yeah, I mean, Kings are a good team, but this year it doesn't look like they might make the playoffs, but it's possible.
Yeah. And I think there's rumors that they might trade Matt Zuccarello.
What?
I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess shifting gears with Fastlane, what was your thoughts on the pay-per-view?
It was good. It was a good pay-per-view. I mean, you had some pretty good matches, but, I mean, a lot of matches, they went pretty much as I expected. I mean, I didn't expect any major upsets, any major title changes, you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of matches you saw are going to be rematches for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I called the only title change I could think of was the tag team titles.
Yeah.
And hopefully Cesaro and Kid can hold on to the tag team titles, to see what these guys can, mesh together as a team.
Yeah.
And of course, they're gonna have a rematch with the Usos. I think they won the title. What? Like, this would be their third time, I think, winning the titles.
Who, the Usos?
Yeah, because they won the title earlier last year, and then afterwards, recently they won it again.
Might be the third or fourth time, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And of course, their father Rikishi is going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you heard who's the rumor to go into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, for tomorrow night?
I don't know if it's going to be announced tomorrow night, but I would assume so. But, of course, you know Macho Man's finally going in. I'm trying to remember who else went in so far already this year. Who's going to go in? They announced the Bushwhackers, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who else was announced? I think that's about it so far, right?
Yeah, that's my knowledge, yeah.
Yeah. But another controversial figure is going to be inducted.
Who's this?
One of your favorite divas of all time, Alondra Blaze.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she deserves it.
And, of course, you know, most famously, you know, other than winning the title, she threw the woman's title into the trash can after she signed with the WCW.
I mean, she's one of the greatest, not only one of the greatest WWE female wrestlers, but one of the greatest female wrestlers ever in general. So, yeah, for her, she would definitely deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, but I guess WWE has forgiven her for throwing the championship out in the garbage before she went to WCW.
That's good. I mean, it's a well-deserved, induction.
Yeah, definitely. She is also known as Medusa in WCW.
Right.
Yeah, that chick could wrestle. I always saw her, like, as the female version of Bret Hart when she was there.
Definitely well-deserved. And I don't know if you heard the rumor, Kevin Nash is going to finally go in.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Yeah, that's good. The only problem is I hear the rumor is that he's going to close out the show instead of Macho Man.
Really? Wow.
Because so far, WWE has never closed the show with a deceased, you know, inductee. So that's why they're thinking he's going to, you know, go in. I mean, he's going to, you know, close the show out.
I see. And I'm guessing probably Scott Hall's going to induct him.
I heard it's going to be HBK, but I don't think that hasn't been confirmed yet.
Oh yeah, it could be HBK or Scott Hall, one of the two.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting class.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, these last couple of years have been great ones.
Last year was very great, man. You had, like, an all-star cast. You had Scott Hall, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. It was probably the best one.
And Jake the Snake got off the show.
Yeah.
You know, which surprised me.
Yeah,
I thought it was
going
to be, like, the second to last after, just before Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, Mr. T. I mean, that was a great class last year.
That was. It's just weird Rikishi going in, you know, because, you know. I mean, he had a great career, but, you know, it's just weird that he's going in before Owen or The Rock or, you know, Undertaker.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but, hey, it's WWE's decision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought that they should have, you know, should have waited.
Yeah.
I mean, Owen Hart, I mean, come on. They have to put him in the Hall of Fame next few years here.
Yeah, I assume it would be next year, but then again, you know, the rumor is that, you know, his wife, you know, didn't forgive WWE, you know, because, you know, her husband, you know, passed away inside the ring, you know, after that horrific fall in 99. But I think last year they said they settled an agreement. So I don't know if it's likeness, you know, why is, you know, using him inside, you know, like DVDs and stuff, footage and stuff like that, or if that also includes, you know, the Hall of Fame, but I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the case, because, you know, WWE has been mending fences, you know, with people you never thought would have went in, like Bruno Sammartino a few years ago. Trying to think who else went in.
And you know, like, who's the main guy that's helping WWE mend the fence?
Triple H.
Triple H.
Yeah,
at
I know.
At the live event on Friday that I went to.
Yeah.
For the Hulk Hogan Appreciation Night, Hulk Hogan was saying that, you know, it was Triple H that pretty much brought him back to WWE, you know? So Triple H, and Triple H also got Ultimate Warrior to come back, so he has a way of getting these guys, talking to them to bring them back and mending defenses, you know?
Yeah, I got to give him credit, you know? I'm not the biggest Triple H fan because I always see him as the heel that he was during the Attitude Era. But yeah, I gotta give him credit, man. He did an awesome job mending the fences and doing quote unquote what's best for business. So
yeah, for real,
gotta give him credit for that.
And he's a wrestler. He used to be a wrestler, so he knows how to talk to these other wrestlers, you know.
Yeah.
So he's been doing a good job of that.
Yeah, anything's possible, you know. Bruno's in there. Macho Man's finally going in there.
Yeah.
Hey, anything's possible now.
Yeah, for real.
Kind of like what Jericho said, you know. With those guys in, you know, it gives the credit, you know, the Hall of Fame, you know, credibility now.
Exactly.
Because you cannot have a Hall of Fame and not have, like, some of the top five wrestlers of all time in it, not in it.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be interesting. And I think it's going to be March 28th, you know, one night before WrestleMania. So that's a few weeks from now. So
yeah,
definitely looking forward to that. So what else would you like to talk about your MSG experience, which is arguably the greatest live event that ever happened?
Oh, yeah, man. It was definitely the best live event I've been to. WWE had a special live event pre-WrestleMania. They had appreciation night for Hulk Hogan, honoring his career, you know, in wrestling and in the WWE. And they gave him his own championship banner in Madison Square Garden, since, you know, he's one of the few wrestlers who've actually wrestled a lot over there in Madison Square Garden, mm-hmm. other than Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, man, that whole thing was, it was a great experience. And you had top superstars wrestling there, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns. Yeah, it felt like a taped version of Monday Night Raw almost.
Yeah,
a live Monday Night Raw or a pay-per-view event almost, you know?
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, his name was, you know, put up into the rafters. I mean, I'm like, wow, that's major. The only thing that would have made that pay-per-view, that would have improved the pay-per-view event if there would have been like a heavyweight title change. But, you know, obviously that wasn't going to happen. I mean, unless you want to count Kevin Nash versus Bob Backlund from like the 90s.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was awesome live event.
It was a great live event. Like, that's how you do a house show. Like, that right there, that's a house show right there. And the fans were into it. This Mexican immigrant behind me was into it. It was great. That's all I can say. I'm speechless.
That's, you know, words can't express it, you know. That's awesome. Well deserved. And you know the MSG fans.
This is awesome.
Yeah, man. The fans probably haven't said that since the Brooklyn Raw episode. Man, you know, gotta tip my hat to my fellow New Yorkers, as usual, you know.
Yeah.
Showing their love.
It was great, man. I went after the show, went on the back, as usual, to see the wrestlers come out, and So Roman Reigns, Rusev, Lana, Kane come out. They couldn't stop for autographs because they were rushing to the limousines, mm-hmm. and it was cold outside, so they couldn't stop for any autographs or to say hi. But
and they probably didn't want to break character too.
Yeah. But they did get a rude awakening by the New York fans. They did get cursed out, so they left New York with some profanity towards them.
Sound like the shades of Rick Rude, you know, spinach and move.
But it was great, man. It was a great experience. Great show.
There was no good guys that popped up in that area.
Not from what I saw, no. Well, Roman Reigns, I mean.
So what did he do? He was in a rush too?
Yeah, they were all in a rush. They were just, you know, carrying their stuff and rushing to their cars and limousines.
So he got a rude awakening too, like Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, I think he got cursed out. They pretty much everyone got cursed out that came out.
Man.
So.
That's dope. They could at least say him, you know, he could at least wave, you know.
Yeah.
I think they're teasing a heel turn with him.
You know, yeah, I think that's looking like it's going to happen, possibly. Maybe him feuding with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, you know, him with, because most likely Brock is going to lose the title and leave the company, because there's rumors that he might try to negotiate, you know, contract with WWE and UFC or Bellator. So, I mean,
he was at the UFC match last night.
All right.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey versus, I forgot the other lady's name.
Yeah, he was there last night, so. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, he conquered. But it would be interesting to see. I mean, I hope that rumored Rock versus Brock match would happen next year, but I guess that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So they were
we've seen that already, so.
Yeah, but they only fought like one time, you know,
yeah,
in a major pay-per-view. Yeah, for his first title reign, and I think 02 or 03. Probably 02.
Yeah, but Brock, I'm tired of his shenanigans. I mean, just leave already. I mean, he only wrestles like a few times a year, so, I mean, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely needs to show up more. I mean, they shouldn't overdo it like they do with Kane and Big Show and stuff like that. See those guys to a point like you're like, oh man, dude, please retire.
Mm-hmm.
But he should show up. He should show up a lot more than he did. I mean, he doesn't have to wrestle on Raw twice a month at least.
Yeah.
Especially if you're the champion. If you're the champion, you should be there like every day.
For real.
You don't have to defend the title, but, you know, show up. And you know, because of this is leading to Cena, you know, being popular, you know, especially because of his feud with Rusev.
Yeah, man. I think Rusev is going to probably be the next champion. He's getting a major push right now.
Oh, yeah. And he's well, he's the second top heel after Seth Rollins.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, speaking of Seth Rollins, he's gonna be on Daily Show tomorrow. No, not Daily Show. Oh, my fault. Daily Show's Jon Stewart's gonna be on Raw tomorrow. That's what I meant to say.
Possibly a possible WrestleMania match.
Yeah, but I doubt that. And if Jon Stewart beats him like a typical celebrity match, that would just destroy Seth Rollins' credibility.
Yeah.
That would destroy the push he had, you know, nearly beating Brock and Cena at the Royal Rumble match a few months ago.
True. I could see it happening, though, probably someone helping him.
Or maybe what they could do is, you know, Seth Rollins fight Randy Orton and have Jon Stewart in his corner.
Oh, yeah.
That could happen. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I think that's what's going to happen because, you know, now Randy Orton is quote-unquote back with the Authority, but you know he's going to turn on them.
Yeah, of course.
Similar to the Bray Wyatt, you know, Daniel Bryan storyline that happened, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, I see that happening. Because, of course, he's going to probably, you know, well, he's already betrayed him already, you know, from what
yeah,
we saw in
exactly.
Raw.
Yeah. So it made no sense for them to make, for them to have a fake, you know, reunion thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I thought he was gonna turn on him at the end of the show, but
yeah,
for whatever reason they're milking this. It makes no sense for me, if, you know, why they're pretending like he's back with the Authority.
Trying to be sneaky.
I know.
He is the Viper.
True. But yeah, we'll, you know, we'll definitely let you know what happened on Raw, you know, next week.
Yeah.
What, you have any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show on Saturdays at 11. Come back here, check out Sports of a Legend every Sundays at 6.
We're the guy, check out both shows, and you know, we want to thank you for listening to another episode of Sports of a Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews. I'm William Ramon, and I'll see you guys next week.